Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Here's a new aphorism for 2012. If a year comes in like a lion on the stock markets, it'll go out like a, well, you tell me. Today, the Dow went up 179 points, 1.5%. S&P 500 up 19 points, also about 1.5%. NASDAQ Composite up 43 points, 1.75%. The yield on the government's 10-year note is up to 1.95%. The bounce in optimism is courtesy in part of the people who do the ordering at American factories. A survey of these folks out today suggests a bit more expansion at manufacturing plants in December. But the teachable moment about our economy starts with refrigerators. There's a difference, wouldn't you say, between buying a new fridge because the old one conked out and buying one because you want double doors and stainless steel. It's the difference between buying because you have to or buying because you feel secure about the road ahead.
It's a pent-up demand story, but it's very selective and very strategic. It seems to be only the kinds of goods that are physically wearing out.
Patrick Barkey is director of the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Montana. Barkey is also keeping an eye on the mood at factories overseas. And there was news today that Chinese factory orders are still tepid, despite a bit of improvement.
Well, it's actually better than that same index is in certain Asian countries, which is a concern for us here in the western part of the U.S. We see those ISM indices hovering near that 50% threshold abroad, especially in the Pacific Rim. And probably for a state like Montana, that's the more relevant thing that we get out of the manufacturing reports because we are a state as a natural resource state, which supplies a lot of raw materials to manufacturing. And a lot of that manufacturing is overseas.
But in terms of 53.9 here in the U.S., it's like, come on, break even on the index is 50. It's nice that actually it even beat expectations. But that said, this is not a number that would suggest a rip-roaring economy just yet.
No, it's a good report, and I'm glad to hear it. I think the main problem with the U.S. economy at the moment, both politically and economically, is the job scene. You know, the feel-good statistic is going to be the one that says we're coming up back to where we were in terms of employment. We're, of course, nowhere near that.
University of Montana economic forecaster Patrick Barkey in Missoula. The big December unemployment report comes out on Friday. And it will get easier to satisfy our blinding passion for news from America's central bankers. The Federal Reserve said today it will update the public four times a year with its forecasts on interest rates. The era of super low interest rates has to come to an end, and these quarterly briefings could be an early warning. This can be read as the Fed backtracking on its broad hint that it would keep interest rates near zero through the middle of 2013. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the economy. The Pulse is up on the spectacular news that only, I'm doing air quotes here, only 92 American banks failed in 2011. That's 65 fewer than the year before. The outfit that makes sure you get the insured part of your deposits back if a bank fails, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, tracks this, but says that 844 institutions remain on the list of problem banks. For more on the future of banks and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.